It has been 365 days of no real justice, and we will not stop until we get it.
Breonna Taylor has become a household name in the fight against racism and police brutality.
Say her name!
Breonna Taylor!
After she was gunned down in her home in the early hours of March 13th of 2020 and killed in her bed during a botched narcotics raid by the Louisville Police Department, in which she wasn't the target.
She can't fight!
You can't either!
While Saturday marked the one-year anniversary of her death, family members like cousin Tawana Gordon say time hasn't begun to heal wounds from the loss.
I think it's overwhelming because we still haven't arrived at the place that we're ready to accept that she's gone.
Still pushing for justice, Taylor's West Michigan family and supporters gathered in the streets of Grand Rapids on Saturday, marching on Breonna Taylor Way, the very street that was named to honor the Grand Rapids native last summer. More than 100 people took to the pavement, making noise, causing others to come out of areas like restaurants and barbershops to raise their fists in support.
It lets us know that this country is not that far gone. There are people who still care.
As of today, none of the officers who fired their weapons face criminal charges directly over Taylor's killing. But Taylor's family says they won't stop fighting, and most importantly, they won't let people forget Breonna Taylor. I'm Kylie Ambu.
Support for Mutually Inclusive comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.